Here I will describe step-by-step installation, configuration, and use free compiler SDCC for creating programs for PIC microprocessors. The whole thing will be in the form of a detailed tutorial. Due to the length of the whole tutorial, I will divide it into separate topics. In later parts, I will try to describe the use of most popular peripherals, libraries, WSDCC, by example, PIC 18F2550. How many parts will eventually come out and what will be discussed depends to a large extent on what the comments will be. Of course, I accept suggestions, so if someone wants me to discuss, for example, PIC communication via I2C with a selected cube module, please let me know. List of parts, separate topics of the tutorial. The tutorial is divided into separate topics, and you can find links to them here. Part 1. Configuration of the working environment. Part 2. Blink LED, I/O pins, digital inputs and outputs. Part 3. Oscillator settings. Internal oscillator. External oscillator. Quartz resonator, PLL. Part 4. Timers, interrupts. Part 5. Support 7-segment display. Part 6. MM5450 LED display driver. The table of contents will be updated as I write the next parts. This topic is part 1, that is, setting up the working environment. Here we go. What is what? SDCC, Small Device C Compiler, is a free, open-source compiler for many families of 8-bit microprocessors, including PIC 16F, PIC 18F, which we will cover in this topic, 8031, 8032, 8051, 8052, Intel, DS80C390 from Maxim Dallas, 68HC08 and 68HCS08 from Motorola Freescale NXP, STM8 from STMicroelectronics, PDK14 and PDK15 from Padauk Technology, Zilog Z80, Z180, EZ80. SDCC is available under the GPL license. It supports Windows, Linux, and macOS platforms. GPU Tools. It is a collection of tools for PIC microcontrollers from Microchip. Includes programs like GPASM, GPLINK, GPLIB. It is available under the GPL license on Windows, Linux, and macOS platforms. GPU Tools is required by SDCC if we want to compile batch for PICs. What will the tutorial cover? In this tutorial, and in the next part that is on the way, I will try to include step-by-step installations SDCC along with setting paths on Windows, step-by-step installations GPU Tools along with setting paths on Windows, step-by-step package installation SDCC for PIC along with setting paths on Ubuntu. Presentation of the method, how to check whether SDCC GPU Tools is configured correctly. A short description of how to compile programs with help SDCC. Detailed examples of programs done in SDCC for PIC 18F2550 with the help of libraries available in the compiler itself and on the network, there will be a tutorial practical, i.e., I will focus more on how to get results than on how what works internally. The instructions here will be as detailed as possible, without skipping steps, etc. But I expect the reader to be able to use the search engine and other sources of knowledge as well. And above all, the tutorial does not replace school and books. Windows. Installing SDCC and GPU Tools with the help of installer's homepage, SDCC is hosted on SourceForge. There is documentation on it SDCC, manual in PDF, download links and the source code of the compiler itself. It is open source. Itself SDCC we can download from here. I will describe the installation process in detail here. First, let's go to the link above. We choose the latest version. At the time of writing, it is 3.9.0 from 2019-04-15. we start the installation process. By default, we read the entire license. SDCC is licensed GPL V2. We select the Start Menu folder and the full version of the installation. Here, it is worth changing the place where we will install SDCC. By default, the installer wants to put the compiler in C program files, but on Windows, I experienced a problem with starting SDCC with a space in this name. So it's most convenient to install the whole thing to, for example, CSDCC. We are waiting for the installation process. SDCC will end. Finally, the installer automatically adds the SDCC path to the path environment variable. Now, W.